of you that are visiting. This is not an offering for tithes per se. Those go in the little church building, but the missions offering, we've had that for a lot of years, and it helps someone in this congregation go on a missions trip. And it's been there to, it really makes a difference for documents, passports, plane tickets, things like that. And we're not going to do it just yet, but I'm just saying ahead of time because we've got some visitors today. And if you see us doing the basket, no, we didn't compromise. We don't do that for tithes. We want you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to do what you do, and you can do that any time during the service, and that's the little church building back there. So a lot to do today. A long opening scripture that might take until 3 o'clock, but be cool, lunch is here. So the opening scripture will continue throughout the morning because it's one of those kind where I can't do it in a little quickie moment. We need the time to break it apart and really expound on it. So, good things. Thank you for those of you that are helping in music today. We find ourselves doing different things, but I know that all of you have been coming here long enough to know we never know from one Sunday to the next how everything's going to get accomplished, what order it's going to go, but it always happens. And the next thing is testimonies. Who has a praise report? Whoa, Lorraine, you're fast.
I sit here and literally first of all, talking about our country, something happened to me during praise and worship last week that I wasn't going to say anything, but I just feel like I want to encourage people today. And so as I was praising, all of a sudden I heard the Lord say to me, prophesy. I'm like, okay. and then he proceeded to say, I'm going to walk right through this country and touch the hearts of men to turn them back to God. And I just let it come right out of my mouth. And he said, here I come. And I was like, whoosh. This, you know, how you sometimes you just feel Holy Spirit come right over you like a wave. So I have to say to you, get excited because we're going to start. We may not see it in the news. You got to shut the news off. You've got to know where to get your information from. And it's not our news media, I can tell you that. They're just going to depress you and run you over with a truck. But anyway, good things are coming to this country. All right, that's the first thing. And the other thing is you all know, or most of you know, that I'm on a healing journey. And the Lord really turned me on to receiving communion every single day. And I got to tell you, it's bringing me to a much closer walk with Him. And it actually, you know, receiving the cup is helping me to have a deeper desire. And I don't know if it's a desire, because I've always had the desire to do what God wants me to do, but it's hard to forgive people when they're really nasty. They've done really bad things to you. I can honestly say, just receiving the cup every day and remembering how Jesus has forgiven us, has forgiven me, is helping me greatly. And also, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was coming awake out of a sleep, and this is when the Lord loves to talk to me. And I heard Him say to me, every time you receive communion, you get better. Mm-hmm. He says, it turns back the clock. And He said, and it renews and restores all your organs. Like, really? And so this, I've been, as I told you, doing communion every day. And I got this book that's written by Joseph Prince, and it's called Eat Your Way to Life and Health. And it's all about Holy Communion. And I got to tell you, this book is a gem. I've already read it through a couple times, and I just go right back to the beginning and start reading it all over again. Because I don't know about anybody else, but as I'm reading, my mind kind of does one of these, and you're not always really paying attention. There's a lot of junk. So if I go back and I read it again and again and again, it sticks. So I'm getting better. I'm getting better inside and out. And I just flipped this open this morning when I was receiving communion. And I just wanted to read it to you because it fits right in with what God spoke to me the other morning. I really needed my glasses. Can I borrow you? Thank you. That's getting better too. I'm just going to confess that right now. Okay, so this little section of this is called Set Apart for Life and Health. And it says, some people have thrown off by the word holy when we talk about Holy Communion. To them, it feels antiquated and maybe even irrelevant. But did you know that to be holy simply means to be set apart for God and to be uncommon? This speaks of the special nature of the communion. Every time you partake of Holy Communion, you are allowing the Lord to set you apart from the world and allowing Him to have a private time of intimacy and communion with you. Look at what God did for the children of Israel when the plagues came upon the land of Egypt. He declared, "And on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there," and I added, "or ticks," "in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people." God bless you. In the same way, when you have divine insights on the power and significance of Holy Communion, the Lord Himself sets you apart and makes a difference between you and the people of the world. That means you are not like the people of the world. That means it may be common for the people of the world to catch the common flu, or common for people in a particular age demographic to experience certain symptoms or develop certain conditions. But you don't have to accept any common ailments because God has set you apart to be uncommon. I'm excited. Every time I read this book, I get a little more and a little more. In a world that is decaying and dying of illness, He has paid the price for you to be uncommonly healthy, whole, and healed. While the rest of the world can weaken with age, the Bible declares that as your days, so shall your strength be, and that even as you advance in age, you can return to the days of youth. Now, I got to tell you, anybody in here that's 50 and over, this is exciting. This is very exciting.
You can amp that up a few more.
And listen to this, all you ladies. I pray that over you right now, as your days increase, may your strength and your health also increase, and may the Lord return the days of your youth to you and cause your flesh to be like a child's. Who wants to sign up for that? So I just have to share that with you, and I plan on continuing to commute in every day. And I will tell you this, that the last time I got my hair cut, as you can see, it's gray. I don't bother to color it, because I'm going to be the same age whether I color it or not, so, you know, I might as well just go with it. But my hairdresser found a patch of brown hair. That's not the color of yours. A patch of brown hair in the back of my hair. And I'm thrilled. It wasn't there before. Just let me know.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody else this morning? Yes, Sue?
Well, two little things. My heart rejoices to see Pat and Brad here.
Yes.
And I want to thank them for all the phone calls they've given me and the encouragement and such. They're wonderful. Anyways, and my other quick thing is the song that Aaron provided this morning, The Power of the Blood. It came to me quick. It reminded me that my wounds now that I've been dealing with for a long time that haven't been healing, I started praying every night saying, Lord, thank you for putting your Holy righteous hands around my right ankle, and I was very specific. And then all the prayers that I've been receiving from my church family about it, and the power of the blood, my wounds are healing. It's slow, but they're healing. And I just praise God, because that didn't happen until we started doing that. So praise God. There is power in His blood.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Simone, welcome home.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's good to be back home and with family, and this is feels so good. Talking about missions, we're planning to go back to the Philippines early next year.
Beautiful.
In April, so we're setting it up that way. So keep on praying for us to be able to come through with that.
Amen. I think we'll be able to help with that, all that stash we've been saving for a mission trip for somebody, huh? See, we can talk like that because we love to give to that fund, because it's just, it's awesome. I know a lot of you might be thinking about where you might go, but the truth of the matter is that there are a lot who wouldn't, but are happy to help somebody else go. And I thank you that we're that kind of a fellowship where your hearts... this has always been a missions church from day one, because if it weren't for the mission that God commissioned Jesus to preach the gospel, we wouldn't be here today. Every church needs to have something, be involved with missions, whether it's locally or foreign. The India one started because I answered an email. And yours started with Bill and Bill going one time. And
13 years there.
Yeah. Same with me in India, too. So these are well-rooted and grounded missions. They're doors that God has opened. And without Him, I don't know that they would have been the way they have. And all the shipping containers, all the lifting and hospital beds and all the other good things that happen there. You're going to do some more surgeries?
That's right.
Yay.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Going to assist.
He's what?
He's going to assist.
Oh, he's going to assist. Oh, Patty, when we bring the communion around. Oh, beautiful. Yes.
Well, we have a couple people here today that are growing stronger in the Lord as they grow older, and we'd like to honor them. One is Ms. Marge over here, who has just been with us forever and blesses us so much, and the other one is Pastor Rick. So we would like to say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, and each day of the year may you find Jesus here. Happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever.
Thank you. Wow, there's carrot cake. I got that. I can go home now. Y'all have a good time. Oh, my. Thank you, Marge. Any other testimonies this morning? Oh, yes, Brad.
Lorraine mentioned about her beautician felt some brown, patchy brown hair.
Yeah?
One beautician felt patchy hair.
Oh, that's a good report right there.
One other thing she was talking about is people getting older. We all, most of us know what that's all about today. And, if you read in Deuteronomy chapter 34, I don't remember what verse it is, but it's a short chapter. It talks about the death of Moses. Right up until the moment God called Moses home, the Bible says he had perfect eyesight.
Amen.
And he had the strength of a young 21-year-old man.
Yes.
Right until the moment God called him home. And that's what I believe for every one of God's believers.
Yes.
Perfect health.
Okay.
Right up until the moment he called us home. Amen.
Amen.
God didn't put it in the words just to have it in there. He put it in there for a reason. That's for us, church.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Mary.
A praise report. I spoke with a father the other day. We have been praying for his son, Cody, who had brain cancer. And he is free of brain cancer. And Monday, June 1st, he goes in and has one more small procedure done for his face, because he had, with the brain tumor, he had Bell's palsy, and his face didn't completely go back, but they took a nerve out of his leg, and they're doing the surgery, so he should be back to his normal self. And his father was very pleased when I told him, I never said anything to him, that we had been praying for him, and so I was happy about that, and so was he. And my cousin went to see the Lord this week. He had leukemia. He had 4 years of a fight, but we've been praying for him, and he had some wonderful things in his life in the past 4 years. So we're just really happy.
Thank you. God is alive and well.
Amen.
And look at your life as an example. How many of you can remember before you got saved? And now look now. And look at all the beautiful changes he's made in our lives. It's special. Brad, not again, surely.
This is a great one. Pat and I were just talking, it was 50 years ago yesterday that we got reborn. 50
Amen.
Years ago. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really went over a cliff, didn't you?
We really went over a cliff.
Oh, what a marvelous... I just can't express enough thanks for the new life that God gave us. And I can speak for myself. I don't think I would have been celebrating my 77th birthday today. At one time I thought it was going to be much shorter than that, maybe even half of that. I just live in that atmosphere continuously. I remember the old still, not to glory in it. But it's like a marker in one's life when you put a new marker, and it's not your gravestone, it's a new marker, your new birth. Then you can put one at the end, but that's not the end, it's just the beginning for Christians. So we praise the Lord. I'd like to have communion now, because we opened with power in the blood and the testimonies of from the book that Lorraine is reading, and the fact that there's healing that's been provided at Calvary. And when we have communion, it's a reminder once again of the high price that Jesus paid for each of us. And so I'd like to use some of the scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We can have our opening scripture a little bit later. It just seems like it's flowing very nicely now, and I'd like to go with that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. A lot of understanding has come to us, because we don't just do this because it's a certain day of the month. We always bring the word to go with it, because it's the word that really is of great benefit to us. And verse 23 of chapter 11, and I find it a wonderful heart change, because Paul didn't always like Christians, amen? He really thought that he was doing God a favor if he could lock them all up someplace, out of sight, out of his mind. He was out of his mind, he just didn't realize it. But he said, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. And when I say that out loud as I'm reading his words, and he says, I received of the Lord, what a powerful, powerful change of heart. That, I mean, we take it for granted now that We know that Saul of Tarsus got saved. But when you read the beautiful words that he wrote, how you can tell of a heart change, because he could never say things like this. This is personal. When he said, "I have received of the Lord." And that's a very good word for all of us too. You think about your life and think about all the times that the Lord spoke something into your life by the Spirit. He speaks to us all the time. But you know, we have to do that thing called tuning. Tune in to hear. And he says, "That which also I delivered unto you." We're all, in a sense, spokespeople for the Lord, spokespersons for the Lord. We share scriptures together. We read scripture together. We sing scriptures together. And every time those come out of our mouth, those are seeds of life, words of life that we share together. And when you receive something of the Lord, that's why I like the testimony time, because you receive something of the Lord, from the Lord, involving him, and you bring that and you share that, because that's a very beautiful thing when the body of Christ functions like that. Each one of us has a purpose, and God's purpose for us and a plan for us. And those things come out as we take the time to allow those things to happen. But it was just something I hadn't really thought about like this. But even Paul, as hard-hearted as he was very fervent for the Lord. It was just not right lined up with Jesus yet. But when it was, now he's going to talk about this. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now, the last time we had communion, we went back and we revisited that last night, where he was there with his disciples, fully knowing that would be the last time that he would be with his disciples and sit and break bread together and have the communion together with them. And he talked about that being his blood of the old covenant, but the new blood would be the blood of the New Testament to come. But he had to die first and be raised from the dead for that to be implemented. But the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Somebody made a comment, oh yes, about how difficult it is sometimes to forgive someone who treats you very badly, or they speak words of unkindness to you. And if you don't guard your spirit and it gets down on the inside of you, that can turn into bitterness, and it doesn't take very long. And if Jesus had allowed what he knew had happened that betrayed him, if he let that get to him, he says, "I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. This is going to cost my life." But he didn't. In fact, he even spoke to Judas and said, "Whatever you do, do it quickly. Don't dilly-dally around. I've made up my mind. I'm committed to the Father to carry out his will. And no matter what you or anybody else does, I'm committed to that. And I'm going to follow through with it. And it's going to be accomplished." And then he spoke these words. He's quoting Jesus. "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." One time we used the little goldfish crackers, and I said, "Boy, I don't know if I'm really going to be pushing with that one." But the fact of the matter was, it had a special place for that weekend. But we use bread generally. Jesus said so often, he spoke about bread, and he called himself the bread of life. He's the bread that came down from heaven, the living bread. And when we partake of that, we're identifying with his body that was broken, beaten. He had no bones were broken, because that would have violated scriptures that talked about his crucifixion. But he was beaten so badly, and the lashes that were on his body were for our healing. Religiously, people will say that's for spiritual healing. Well, if that's all you had, that would be worth everything you're living for now and then some. But for sickness and disease, Matthew 8:17 clearly says that he, meaning Jesus, bore all manner of sickness and disease upon himself that he might fulfill that which was written in Isaiah 53. It's here, down here. But you also have it in your scriptures. And so there are several books that have been written, very, very well rooted in the Word, about the healing that's been provided. And when we partake of his body, if you will, there is healing provided. The healing's not in the bread. The healing is in Jesus. But the bread reminds us of him. And he didn't go around and say, "No, I'm not going to heal you. You missed 3 weeks of church and you ain't been to Sunday school in 10 years. Everything was given at the cross. Everything that pertains to life and godliness he gave us. And after the same manner also he took the cup. I'll get there eventually. Verse 25. Which when he had sup said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." That's different than the old. Because he became the Lamb. The sinless, spotless, blemish-free Lamb. Not the one that the high priest had to kill every year in the temple. Thousands of lambs lost their lives over the course of time. And all that blood did was cover things over. It never forgave sins. It never removed them. It never did anything about guilt or shame or consciousness. But the blood of Jesus did. And so when we bring this around to you this morning, think about not the least worst thing you ever did, but think about the worst thing you ever did or spoke. And when that cup comes to you, in God's eyes, that incident never happened because he forgot it and he forgave us. And he chooses not to look upon it again, so let's not remind him. I know he's the Ancient of Days, but he chose to forget those things. Forgive us and forget them. So if you have anything against anyone and you're maybe sitting on the fence about, can I really do that? Can I really forgive that person? Maybe not of your own. But look who's living on the inside of you. Does not the word say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me"? So as we bring this out to you this morning, and I need a couple helpers probably. Always have good volunteers. Oh, man. We got helpers coming out of the woodwork here. Praise the Lord. So as this bread comes to you, think about the one who bore upon himself all of the punishment, all of the judgment, everything that we deserved. He took that upon himself for each one of us.